I've been joined by Eddie Broadley, who is Lead Officer for Secondary Curriculum at Education Scotland. Good morning, Eddie.
Good morning, Derek.
How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm really good. Good. Scottish Learning Festival 2013 is coming up in September. Can you tell me about the programme? What's caught your imagination?
Quite a lot of things this year, actually, but the keynotes in particular were worth thinking about. Avis Glaze is always worth going to listen to. David Hargreaves as well. Mm-hmm. So they're very good. But the other brilliant thing about SLF is the fact that practitioners across the country come and share their practice. Mm-hmm. And that is always extremely interesting, regardless of your sector or your subject or the school you're in. So the sharing of best practice is a fantastic thing to look forward to.
Well, in respect to that, what is there in the programme that's of particular relevance to your work stream that you'd like to bring to people's attention?
Well, from the secondary point of view, there's five seminars that I'm organising. Mm-hmm. They're all around where are we with broad general education up to the end of S3? What makes for good practice there? What about transitions to the senior phase and beyond the senior phase? What about the senior phase itself? How's it developing? How well are we doing with that? Then a couple of other ones. One to draw everybody's attention to is one about strengthening partnerships with universities. Mm-hmm. It's a fantastic bit of work going on at the moment by university lecturers who are in a range of schools across the country and who've been tasked to write an impact report for the university.
And that's going to be shared at the Learning Festival?
That's going to be shared at the Learning Festival. Mm-hmm. So that's an important seminar. And the fifth one is all about defeating poverty. How do some schools manage to defeat poverty and others can't? Mm-hmm. What are the implications of that? Now, for each of these five seminars, it's not Education Scotland that's presenting. It's the practitioners we've invited to tell their stories. So for every single one of them, including university lecturers, secondary heads, principal teachers and young people from some schools too, they'll all be presenting their story, their evidence of how it's going. So the audience are in for a treat. Mm-hmm.
Smashing stuff. A lot of really interesting content there, Eddie. Just to finish off, can I ask you, the Learning Festival has been going for a number of years now. What do you think it brings to the educational landscape in Scotland?
Well, it brings us together. And I particularly like the idea of having satellite events. Mm-hmm. I think in 2004, the first satellite event was based in my school, in Drumnadrochit on the banks of Loch Ness in Highland. And it was simulcast with the festival. So I quite like the idea that we're reaching out. The other benefit is, of course, it brings lots of practitioners together. There's nothing better.
Fantastic. Eddie, I wish you a successful time at the festival. Thanks for your time.
And thank you very much, Derek.